The following podcast is part of the MindBodySpirit.fm podcast network. Meditation doesn't have to be a solo practice. Meditation is more fun with friends. Looking for a way to drop in and hang out at the same time? Join us online at Omega Institute for a meditation party with self-proclaimed meditation nerds Dan Harris, host of the 10% Happier podcast, Sebene Selassie, and Jeff Warren. This three-day retreat will stream live from Omega's Hudson Valley campus May 17th to 19th. Don't miss the party. Reserve your spot at eomega.org/party today.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Welcome to the Radiate Wellness Podcast. I'm your host, Christy Clemens Hoffman. Each week, we will discuss tools, tips, and ways to radiate your best life ever, interviewing practitioners, authors, and luminaries to help you on your path. Wellness, joy, peace, abundance. What do you want to radiate?
So I would like to begin our discussion with Mary Jane Stodenman, who is part of the Radiate Wellness crew. However, it's the middle of the night in Geneva right now, so we are pre-recording Mary Jane's segment to add to what everyone else has to offer concerning staying sane, staying healthy during this uncertain period. And so, Mary Jean, what's your astrological input about how to manage this virus and this enforced quarantine?
There are two approaches that I think are pertinent, especially right now as we're coming into the period of Aries. The first one, I want to just come back to Neptune for a minute. Neptune is the planet that seems to be responsible for viral infections. So what, and immune system problems. So do I want to tell all of our folks out there to spend time through the spring doing whatever you do in the winter to build up your immune systems? Everyone has his own concoction. I've got my favorites to just stay immune to these viral attacks, bacterial attacks as well. First of all, that's going to be important. And second of all, this is doubly important now during the period of Aries, because Mars, that's the ruling planet of Aries, is the planet that seems to be important in bacterial infections. So we're in a period in this sort of trough of all kinds of viral and bacterial attacks. So people who are the least subject to, flu, among other things, but also cold, also bronchitis, also laryngitis, also pneumonia, all of these bacterial infections are going to need to take doubly good care to build up their immune systems, keep out of dangerous situations and healthy situations. Don't take chances with your health during this period, because Mars comes down with the fever. He's the god of the fiery god of fever. And when you see these peaks of fever, the same is true with allergies and coming back to, again, immune reactions to alert allergens and so on. The same is true. And it's doubly important during this time when Mars is so active, is moving so fast these days, and is just ready to come down on us with all sorts of spring outbreaks.
It's like, well, you start sniffling. You get kind of a sore throat. Your eyes are itchy. You're not feeling great. And it's like, oh my God, is it allergies? Is it a spring cold? Is it coronavirus? Is it the plague?
For sure. You know, take a couple of aspirin, go to bed, stay there for 2 or 3 days if you can handle it, and hope for the best. That's really what they're saying here, at least in my part of the world. They're saying if symptoms continue more than 2 days, give us a ring. Give your doctor, your local doctor, a ring. They don't want to see us in emergency wards. They just
They've
got their hands hyper full in emergency wards.
Well, and I think
check in with your local doctor if things don't get better.
Right, and I think the it should be pointed out that yes, coronavirus is, which is the one we're freaking out about right now, is viral. And you know, we were just talking about bacterial infections being subject to MARS, but it's important when our immune system is compromised because we maybe have taken on a viral load that we can be subject to bacterial infection as well.
Yes, so, and vice versa, as it turns out. So
that's true, yeah. Right? With a bacterial infection, we are more susceptible to other things as well. Mm-hmm. That's an excellent point.
It's we're lucky in one way in that the bacterial infections are usually more flamboyant. You're immediately feverish. You're immediately feeling awful and hurt somewhere typically. So with Neptune, it's not always the case. With viral infections, it's not always the case. You can carry around, this is part of the problem with the corona bit, is that you can carry around these viruses and not have any symptoms at all. So in that, you can usually put your finger on a bacterial infection more easily. But that's the good news. Anyway, keep it in check to the extent you can and just try to keep out of trouble. You know, that's why they're trying to keep us separated from one another at present. And so these things won't spread so quickly.
Exactly. Yeah. Doing, a lot of online stuff and just not sneezing on each other, not coughing on each other, that kind
of thing. Right.
Wash hands like Lady Macbeth.
And exactly. Lots and lots.
Lots and lots and lots. I don't know if you had heard on your side of the pond, there's a teacher in Missouri, like third or fourth grade or something like that. She was putting a hand stamp, like a little rubber stamp, on the kids' hands. And if at the end of the day it was faded or gone because they had washed it off, then they got a treat.
Oh, that's cute. I love it.
I might do that for myself.
That's brilliant. Oh, I'm excellent at giving myself treats. Anyhow. But the idea is great. I think that's super. That's brilliant.
Super. Okay. Well, thank you for giving your perspective to this little conversation that we're having. And I hope that everyone can take something really good and helpful and positive away from our general conversation this evening. So thanks, Mary Jane.
That's great. And I want to say hi and big hugs from a distance to all of our colleagues.
Wonderful. Thank you so much. Back at ya. All right. Now we're going to turn it over to the Kansas City-based practitioners so they could talk a bit about how to support you and how you can care for yourself and keep healthy, stay healthy, and boost your immune system during this time of enforced personal retrograde, as I like to call it. So first we're going to hear from Susan Warner, our resident Reiki master teacher and energy practitioner of all kinds. Thanks, Susan.
Hi. Well, I just wanted to talk to you today about some things that are pretty simple tools you can do for yourself at home to not only keep your energy level high, but to help you kind of harmonize some of the emotions that you might be feeling about this time. So I wanted to share some Jinshin Jitsu tips and tools with you. And Jinshin Jitsu is one of the modalities that I practice in my healing practice. And I also teach self-help classes in that healing art. And one of the simple things that you can do, they're very big on self-care and self-healing. And so the first thing we're going to start with today, and probably this is all we'll have time for today, is how you can put your own hands and fingers and your breath to good use, just to support your own immune system and also to help, again, harmonize the emotions that might be kind of like on a roller coaster right now with all of the things that are going on in the world. So I just wanted you to, first of all, know that working with your breath is very important, and a lot of us take our breath for granted, but if you can just concentrate or focus your attention on your breath, taking some nice deep inhales and exhales, and just breathing through your nose if possible, unless you happen to be congested, you have to breathe however is comfortable for you. But just nice deep exhales. With the exhale, just imagine that you're releasing and letting go anything that's not serving you well right now. And then allow that inhale to come in, and you can breathe in joy, peace, love, hope, whatever uplifts you in the moment. So just set your intention around that as you're breathing. And just some nice deep breaths in and out helps to center you within your own being, and you can notice more what's going on with your own energy. So keeping that in mind, then I wanted to just briefly go over what we can touch into our in our body by working with our fingers and our palms. So each of the fingers on each hand, each finger and thumb represent two different organ function flows and also an attitude that it helps to harmonize when you hold that finger. So we're going to start with the thumb. And in Jin Shin Jitsu, there's no right or wrong way to hold your thumb, but it's just a very gentle hold around it, the whole digit, rather than just a part of it, because you're touching into more areas of the body in this way. There's no squeezing, there's no manipulation of any kind. So you can hold it this way, you can hold it this way, you can hold it this way. It really doesn't matter. It's however it's comfortable for you. And I'm going to hold my hand up here so you can see it, but normally I would rest my hand in my lap so that I am comfortable while I'm doing this. And holding the thumb helps to harmonize the emotion of worry. And right now with the current situation with the coronavirus, there is a lot of worry going around for people. And so certainly that's a normal human emotion. Everybody experiences that once in a while, but we don't want to be in that state constantly. So harmonizing that worry or anxiety or maybe depression or obsessiveness about things, you can just hold your thumb while you close down your eyes and take those nice deep breaths. The two organ function flows that are supported when you hold your thumb are the stomach and the spleen. So it supports not only the organs themselves when you hold your thumb like this, but also the energy pathways that are associated with each of those organs in the body, and those pathways run throughout the body. So it's not just in the midsection where your stomach and spleen are located. So holding the thumb, attitude again, that it helps to harmonize his worry and also supporting the stomach and the spleen. The next finger, the index finger, again, you can hold it either way that's comfortable for you. But holding the index finger, the attitude that it helps to harmonize is the attitude of fear. And right now there's a lot of fear that people are experiencing. So if you find that you are feeling fearful, hold your index finger while you close your eyes and breathe. The two organ function flows that are supported by holding the index finger are the kidney and the bladder. So the water flows within the body, and the kidneys help to filter all of that we take in the form of liquid into our body. And then what we don't need flows into the bladder and is released. So supporting those two organ function flows, again, not only in that abdominal area, but throughout the body, just by holding the index finger. The middle finger, you can probably guess what attitude is harmonized by holding that middle finger. It's the attitude of anger. And what I mean by attitude, it's the same as emotions, but emotions that we feel over and over and over and over that kind of get embedded in how we experience life. And that's what I mean by attitude. So by holding the middle finger, it helps to harmonize the attitude of anger. And anger, frustration, rage, anything, we can feel those right now too, with the situation we're experiencing. The two organ function flows that are supported by holding that middle finger are the liver and the gallbladder, again in the midsection of the body. And we tend to hold anger in that liver area, but at this time we want our liver, especially, well, one of the main organs that helps again to filter, filter things that we take into our body. So supporting that so that it can function at its optimal level, you can help that by holding your middle finger. I'm just going to switch my hands. So moving on to the ring finger, I don't want to confuse you, so I'll just talk about it. The ring finger helps to support the attitude of sadness and grief. Again, normal human emotions, but we don't want to be in a constant state of sadness and grief. Maybe you've lost a loved one recently, or someone is sick, or you've lost a pet. I know a number of my friends have lost their furry companions, and that's, you know, it's, they're the same as their child for these people. So experiencing some sadness and grief with that. So helping to harmonize that attitude by holding the ring finger. The two organ function flows that are supported by holding that finger are the lung and the large intestine. So any breathing issues that you might be experiencing, or any digestive issues with the large intestine. And when I talk about digestive issues, it doesn't mean necessarily only foods and things we take into our body physically, but it also means things that we hear and listen to on the news and Facebook feed and all of those things. Our bodies digest those in an energetic way and can be affected too in a negative way or a positive way, depending on what things we listen to and how we respond to those things. So holding on to that finger again, sadness and grief, helping to support the lung and the large intestine. Holding the little finger then, the attitude that helps to harmonize is the attitude of pretense. And by pretense, I mean not allowing yourself to express yourself fully and authentically your true nature. A lot of us tend to be people pleasers and we wear masks, so to speak. We act a certain way to be accepted in this group, and maybe we act a different way to be accepted by this person, but we're not really allowing ourselves to be fully authentic in who we are. So there's a lot of freedom in allowing yourself to be fully authentic, so holding that little finger can help you with that. And also, you'll notice that when you allow yourself to be who you are, you will attract people who enjoy you as you are. So that's a good way to bring people into your life that you feel good about being around. The organ function flows that are supported by holding the little finger are the heart and the small intestine. So any heart issues, arrhythmia, palpitations, if somebody's had a heart attack, they can support their heart energy by holding this finger. And again, small intestine has to do with our digestion. So supporting ourselves in that way. And then the last one I want to talk about is the palm. And the palm helps to support the entire being. So just by holding your palm. And the organ function flows that this supports are the diaphragm and the umbilicus. And there are several different ways of holding your palm. In Jin Shin Jitsu, it doesn't matter if you use your fingertips, your fingers, your palm, or the back of your hand or your thumb, and whatever's comfortable for you. So you can hold the palm of your hand like this. Sometimes I'll use the thumb holding the palm of my hand. You can hold both palms at the same time. I think you can see that. Or you can certainly bring both palms together in the prayer position like this, or clasping the hands together again, palm to palm, or like this. So several ways that you can touch in with that palm area of your hand to support your entire being, helping it to come back into balance and harmony. And just one more quick thing, because I'm trying to watch my time here. One of the holds that will help you support your immune system at this time, because we really want to keep our immune system strong, is taking your right hand and placing it over your left shoulder just as far back as you can comfortably get. And I'm going to try and turn here. If you can get your fingers back here to this point comfortably, right around there, it's great. Some people have mobility issues with their arm and shoulder, maybe not able to get it over any farther than this. So just do the best you can with the intention of touching over the shoulder. The left hand then is going to be placed in the left groin area. So where the leg meets the body, there's this little crease right there. And just place your left hand on that left side of the body right there. And just hold those two hand positions while you close your eyes and breathe. You can be sitting in a chair. You can be laying down in a recliner. Doesn't matter. but spend about 5 or 10 minutes, if you have the time, with the hand on the right hand on the left shoulder, and then you can switch your hands, have the left hand on the right shoulder, and then the right hand would be in the right groin area. That is to help support the immune system, give it a boost. That point you're trying to touch in with on your back area is one of the safety energy locks that really, it's called our personal antibiotic, helps to boost the immune system. So those are just some simple things that you can do for yourself to empower your own being to be more healthy and boost your immune system. And just wanted to share that with you today. Again, I offer self-help classes in Jin Shin Jitsu, and after we get past all of this situation we're dealing with now, I will start again offering in-person classes. And in the meantime, I'm going to try to figure out how to do them online. So thank you for listening.
Wonderful. Thank you, Susan. I think that's very helpful. We need to know what we can do for ourselves when we feel empowered, like that there are things that we can do. There's a lot of things we can't, but when we feel like there are things that we can do, we just generally feel better about the situation. So thank you. And now I want to turn it over to Donna Kelly, who is our resident nutrition, diet, lifestyle coach, helping us eat better, live better, move better, and just basically handle our stress. So thank you, Donna, for joining us.
Yeah, thank you, Christy. Just so that everyone knows my background, the first 40 years of my profession, I was a pharmacist, and I healed my lifelong leg pain in 1 month by changing my diet. So I have left pharmacy and have gone into a more holistic way of supporting the body. If the information that I'll be giving is only for education, if you want my full disclaimer, you can go to DonnaKKelly.com. What Susan was talking about, breathing, is very important because that is a form of meditation, deep breathing. And meditation decreases your stress. And let me give you a little background on the body. You have an automatic nervous system that has two arms. A lot of our homeostatic, these are systems that keep us in balance, hormones, nerves. It's a balance, it's not an on or off. Balance gives us resilience, and we want to be very resilient. So in our autonomic nervous system, we can be in fight and flight if we're scared, if we think our survival is imminent. And we can be in rest, digest, and repair. And you want to be fluctuating all the time. You don't want to be stuck in one. And if we are scared, we're going to be stuck in that fight and flight. And what that does, it makes your body will automatically, you can't change this, your body will automatically start increasing your heart rate. It will constrict your blood vessels. It will make your blood clot a little bit faster because it thinks that there's a tiger right in back of you. And if that tiger bites you, you must be ready to not bleed out. But there's lots of other mechanisms that are going to be happening in your body with fight and flight. But when you breathe deeply, your body, your brain says, oh, I am safe. Therefore, I can drop into rest, digest, and repair. And of course, you want to be repairing all the time. Another place that you want to be sure and get optimum as much as you can is sleep, because sleep helps you to rest, digest, and repair. It's actually where you make growth hormone, which is the hormone you use to repair your body. So if you meditate, breathe deeply, you're going to take off the stress. You may be able to drop into a deep sleep a lot easier. You may want to be mindful of when you are consuming the news or social media. If those outlets do not leave you in a happy, relaxed state, then do not consume that at night. Do it in the morning so that you can get into a relaxed state to sleep. If you're going to consume caffeine, caffeine is a stimulant. That is fight and flight. So it's best to consume it early in the morning. It takes 5 hours to get just one half of the dose of the caffeine out of your system. So you want that out as much as you can. And I have a lot of clients that of the many things that I suggest to them, that is the one that they love. It takes a while to get off of it. Do it very slowly. I don't want you in a headache. But a lot of clients really like that tip. Also, you need to know about the blue light exposure. If you walk out in the morning, the sky is blue. You are getting blue wavelengths of light to your eyes that is actually turning off melatonin, and melatonin is your sleep hormone. You want your sleep hormone to be up at night so you can sleep restfully. We get blue light through our computer screens, through our phone screens, through televisions. We even get it through LED lights and through compact fluorescent bulbs. So good idea is to turn off your screens 2 to 3 hours before you go to bed. If you want to read a book, do it printed on paper. There is actually technology called blue blocker sunglasses or true dark sunglasses that will take out the blue wavelengths. And you would only want to do that 2 or 3 hours before you go to bed optimally, because you do want blue light in your eyes in the morning so you can turn off that melatonin. As for food, well, let's keep this short. We need dark leafy greens. We need vegetables. These foods bring to our body the phytonutrients, the minerals, the vitamins that our body needs to run itself. A small amount of fruit, preferably in the morning, because fruit is still sugar. Hydration is very important, about 8 glasses of water a day. Cells are mainly water. Therefore, if you are dehydrated to any extent, 1 or 2%, it decreases your body's ability to take care of you. Also, sugar decreases your immune system. When I was going to school years ago, we all knew that diabetics have a real hard time fighting infections. And we thought it was because there was so much sugar in the blood. That may be part of it, but the main part is sugar really dings your healthy bacteria in your gut, and therefore it dings your immune system. And last tip, quit eating 3 hours before you go to bed. To digest your food is a lot of work for your body, and you don't want your body working at night. You want it to sleep at night, to rest. So meditation, sleep, and watch what you eat and when you eat it. Thank you so much.
Hi, this is Christy. I just want to say that we here at Radiate Wellness hope you are enjoying this podcast. It's free to you, and we hope that you find it informative and inspirational, heck, even fun. We have just 3 small asks of you to help us radiate growth. First, please hit the subscribe button on whatever platform you're listening on. That way, you'll receive a notification every time that we have a new podcast episode out. next, please give us a thumbs up, a like, or a 5-star review. If you're feeling inspired, a positive review wouldn't hurt. These two small things will help others find us when they're searching for great podcasts. Finally, please tell your friends about the Radiate Wellness podcast. Better yet, show them how to find us and how to subscribe. If everyone did that, we would double our audience. Thanks a lot. We really appreciate it.
That is very helpful. Thank you so much, Donna. I love how comprehensive that advice is and how practical and physical it is, because we do have, even though we're spiritual beings with a physical body, we do have a physical body and we do have to care for it. So I really appreciate that perspective. Now I want to go over to Kathy Lesmeister, who is our other, one of our other energy healers. There's, of course, Kathy, me, and Susan, who work with energy, but Kathy is like, takes the energy to the nth degree and is like really serious about this stuff and runs energy on everything. So I wanted to hear Kathy's perspective on this as well.
Okay, thank you. Mm-hmm. And I wanted to share some things today because I know that everyone's in a lot of fear. There's a lot of panic. And so the bodies are tensed up. But what I want to share with you is no matter what's going on in the world, you have a choice, and you have a choice about how you react to things. And if we can begin to have people say, what's right with this? There are some things that are right with it. People have slowed down. It is good that we've slowed down. People are back spending time with their family. And if there's anything that you ever thought, if I had more time, I could do, what could you be doing now? Now is the time. If you have, you could meditate, you could clean out your house and donate some things. There's so many more things that you could do instead of just looking at this as fear, and anxiety and anything else that you want to put to this, that there's other things that are happening with it. And if you just begin to say, wow, what can I do today with this? How can I change my thoughts about it? Turn your TV off, because we all know to stay 6 feet away from people, to stay in, and to wash your hands. So maybe it's time to turn your TV off for a while. And maybe it's time to meditate. Because when you meditate, there's something that happens for the people who meditate on a regular basis. This is how you find your balance. This is how you find your connection to your creator being, to yourself, your higher power, whatever you want to call this. Meditation brings you that. And there are different dimensions and layers within us when you meditate, and you do it all of the time and you get past that busy mind. There's a whole world that opens up, because we actually live from the inside of what's going on with us, and it's projected out into the world. So if you can meditate, and for people who have the busy mind that say, well, I have a busy mind, I can't meditate. Well, you can go to nature, and out in nature, slow down, slow extremely down. And what can you see? What can you be in awareness of? Can you slow so down that maybe you see the ants going up a blade of grass? Can you slow down where you're present and you can see everything that's happening in nature? You can do this with your family. You can do it alone. But you become aware of everything in your that's out in nature. And that's a form of meditation. And so these are a few things that you can do. But something else, that what else is possible with this? Could it be possible that maybe the world is going to move from a materialistic world, and maybe that we're going to move into a creative, different world when this is done? Could it be that there is a movement that's happening, and that our lives won't be the same, but they could be better than we ever have imagined. I mean, there's possibilities for things that are happening. And so just because it looks like one thing, it may not just be that. So I just wanted to give you a few things to think about, because your thinking affects you, and that's where your choice is. You have a choice in what you think and how you react to things. And if you can get to the place where you don't react and respond, you're more aware of what is going on. And another little thing I want to share with you is that we offer remote or online services. So we're here for you. So we can do energy work from your home, and we can do sessions, we can do consultations, we can do emotional clearings. You can just call some of them up and we will chat with you and help you through this. So just think that we are here to support you during this. Another thing that I like to tell people, that you can thump your thymus, because your thymus is part of the immune system and it's part of the endocrine system. This is something you can do for the rest of your life, not just now. It's really good. And your thymus is in your breastbone area, right behind the sternum. So if you just tap up and down your breastbone, you're gonna contact the thymus. And it doesn't matter to what degree that you thump, just do it for what you feel comfortable. Because some people that do it all the time is gonna thump more. Some people prefer a lighter touch, or you can even just rub it. But this helps activate the thymus, and then that helps with your immune system and also with your lymphatic system as well. So that's a really good thing to do right now for the immune system. And as Donna said, it's very important that you drink your water now as well to stay hydrated. So those are a few things that I want to share with you today, and hope that that helps you on your new adventure of navigating through all of this. So
thank you so much, Kathy. That is also just fantastic perspective, advice. Again, things that we can do ourselves to help us. And I love that you mentioned that we do remote sessions. Like, we have not closed. Radiate Wellness is still open, but we're all doing what we do online, over the phone, over email, video conferencing. So we're all available for you and to support you. And I know that we are greatly reducing rates as well. We're working on adding subscription services. We're starting a premium Facebook group where we're going to be posting meditations. We're going to be posting more little classes, like maybe 10-15 minute talks. Where you can really interact with us when we're doing these workshops and we're giving this information. We're working on what programming that is going to look like, but I'm very excited about this. It's a way for everyone in our community to touch in with healers, nutrition experts, diet and lifestyle, life coach, mediums, all of the things we do, and even the astrologer in our group. I would like to have her participating in these things. So just keep an eye out for what's coming in terms of subscription and a premium Facebook group so that you can have the group experience. I know that's very important. So I wanted to bring what I do to the table in this talk. And of course, my bailiwick is readings, Reiki, and regression. So that is the metaphysical side of our spirituality. And one thing I wanted to talk about is you are not alone. I was speaking last night, Kathy and I were in our emotional clearing workshop that we did, and we're recording this, of course, on a Thursday, on Friday. I'm not sure what day it's going to come out. And this young woman in the class was talking about how she lives alone and she does feel extra isolated. But just know that you are not alone. You have with you a team of angels and guides that are with you. There's a guardian angel with you from birth to death, occasionally too. there's an archangel with you from birth to death. Again, occasionally two. But there are also ascended masters. There's other guides we can call in. There are ancestors and loved ones who are around us at all times, and they are just a thought away. Sometimes it doesn't feel like it because our minds are so occupied and so stressed. But if we quiet the mind, like Donna and Kathy said, with meditation, then we can start to feel and hear this, these presences with us. So I do want to stress that to you. If you don't know who to call on for any given circumstance, call on Archangel Michael, because he'll get the right being on the job. You can also just say, hey, guardian, here's my cat. Guardian angel, I just need your help right now. Hey, grandma, I need your help right now. And then again, just go within and wait for the subtle, the very, very subtle energy that you feel from them. All right, so that's something I wanted to talk to you about. Also, be aware that you need to feel your feelings. During this time, if you are with people in your household, maybe children, maybe a partner, maybe other people who live with you, sometimes we try to hide our feelings and put on a brave face. But it's important to feel those feelings. If we stuff them down, they're just going to explode at one point or another, and that can explode in the physical body in terms of health issues. So please feel the feelings and get them out. There are hormones in tears that are released when we cry that are very healing. So there's a lot to be said about having a good cry. Another thing I wanted to talk about is the vibration of the word. Sorry, my cat is playing with my computer if you're watching on YouTube. So the words that we used create a vibration. Of course, our energy system, our chakras, and our aura respond to emotion, respond to thought, and respond to our actions. So we want to keep those thoughts and that energy as clear as possible. So listen what happens when I change the vibration of this, okay? I can say, everything sucks right now. It is so hard. This is the worst thing I could ever imagine. Or, this is a challenge right now, and I'm having to be creative in new ways I never thought possible. I'm having to push myself in new ways and find new strengths that I never knew I had. So there are two different ways that we can look at this and use our words to describe it. So make sure that you're staying in positive terms. Occasionally you'll feel like just yelling or screaming or throwing a fit, and that's okay. But just remember to turn back to a positive outlook and positive words whenever possible. I did want to stress again, meditation. Meditation is a wonderful tool. It's a gold standard for stress relief, and we need stress relief right now. Stress in the body causes inflammation. Stress in the body can weaken our immune system. So we want to address that stress as greatly as possible. Again, the paid Facebook group is going to have guided meditations, because I know some people have a difficult time meditating on their own, and we want to support you in this because it is so important. There is a neural pathway that runs from the brain down to the gut, and it wanders through the body, and it's called the vagus nerve. The vagus nerve is responsible for the things that Donna talked about, like shutting down blood flow or slowing blood flow in a crisis situation, slowing digestion. The vagus nerve, when we're under stress, saves our energy and our resources for fight, flight, and freeze. When that nerve pathway is open, then we have resources for tend and befriend and rest. So that when we meditate, when we address our stress, we can open up that vagal nerve pathway. One of the surest ways to do that and to restore that pathway is deep breathing, first of all, as well as meditation. So again, another plug for meditation. Another thing I want to stress is focusing on gratitude. So when we are grateful, it is impossible to be angry. It's not possible to be as fearful. It can really relieve some of our anger, some of our fear, some of our stress, just to be grateful. Keep a gratitude journal. I tell my kid when she's starting to throw a little fit, I say, stop, give me five things you're grateful for right now. Even if she has to fish a little bit, that's okay. But focus on gratitude and focus on service. A lot of people need help right now. We can all do what we can to do that. That's why we're opening up a private Facebook group. That's why we're opening up sessions at reduced prices so that we can focus on serving our community. And then the very last thing I would want to say is that we can create an energetic bubble around us at any time, because we're taking on energy of the people around us. Even if you were living in an apartment situation, there could be neighbors on the other side of the wall or above the floor, or above the ceiling, below the floor. We can take on their energy. If we're living with other people, we can take on their feelings and their energy as well. So each day, and maybe even a couple of times a day, it's important to visualize a bubble around you, like a soap bubble. Very smooth, clear edges, any color that you wish. A lot of people recommend white, and that's great, but it can be any color you wish. Visualize that bubble until it really feels like it's there. And affirm to yourself, I am safe and protected within my energy field. Any energies that are in my highest and best good, I welcome. Any energies that are not in my highest and best good, I return to their source, blessed. So you're actually returning the energy and blessing it. So this is helpful also when you just can't get away from the news for whatever reason. But yeah, try to turn off the news at least an hour or two a day. It'll still be there when you're back. So those are my tips and tricks. Things change daily. The landscape is rapidly evolving, so it's important to stay grounded. Thank you so much for watching. And then next we'll be turning it over to Steve. And now we're going to talk with Steve Sanders. Steve was not available when Kathy, Susan, and Donna and I all spoke earlier. So we're bringing him in now to talk about some very practical ideas of how to maintain our sanity during this time of enforced quarantine, this personal quarantine, how to interact better with ourselves and those around us. And so welcome, Steve. Thank you for joining me today.
Well, good afternoon, Christy. Yeah, it's Saturday afternoon, and I'm here in my self-quarantine. So I'm glad to be able to see you on Zoom.
You look very cute in your hat.
Oh, thank you. Yeah, here I am. Go Chiefs.
Go Chiefs.
Good thing we had that celebration parade a few months ago, right?
Oh, yeah, we probably all got infected then, but that's okay.
Yeah.
No, it was a lot of fun. It was a lot of fun. And yeah, I love your chief spirit. That's really cute. So how are you holding up on this little quarantine we're under?
Well, I mean, pretty well, because really what I want to share with everybody is I'm doing a lot of work to manage how I speak to people. You know, do I speak to people in a caring way? Am I taking a little bit of extra time? Maybe people know, maybe they don't know, but our language has a lot to do with how our brain is either upregulated or downregulated. Mm-hmm. And I would just recommend that now is not the time to necessarily be overly judgmental or hateful with other people in your house. You know, it's a time for a little more care. And so I'm being much more conscious of communication with people in my household.
Oh, sure. Absolutely. Now, when you say upregulated, downregulated, what does that mean?
Yeah. So it talks about brain chemicals. Really, that's what it's referring to, that there are certain types of language patterns that upregulate us in our brain to a more joyous state versus cortisol and let me think here for a moment. Adrenaline that downregulate us into that fight and flight posture.
Right. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So in terms of upregulating, that would, this would be like positive words, positive tone, positive encouragement, that type of thing?
Yes, definitely. Wonderful. Definitely. Acknowledgement, appreciation, like that, those kinds of expressions, you know, as opposed to judgment or criticism, right? We can kind of draw the distinctions between the two.
Right. You know, we're in close quarters with our family members and the people we live with. And sometimes familiarity breeds contempt, as they say.
Oh, sure.
Sure does. Sure.
Well, and what you're talking about is that familiarity is about us knowing the buttons we can press.
Right.
And another way of saying it is I'm inviting a little more care and compassion as opposed to going into the button pushing.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Right. So yeah. What does upregulation and downregulation do to us?
Oh, interesting question, right?
Mm-hmm.
From your brain's point of view, when we're talking about neurochemicals, right, a downregulating event, depending upon the severity of the criticism or the judgment, pumps neurochemicals in your brain that have you experience yourself as a downer, more or less, right, a downregulating event, and it takes upwards of 48 hours to metabolize.
Wow.
So if you really have a button pushing session with people in your family, just one incident on Monday, right, could, if it's a really strong thing, could take 48 hours to metabolize. That's how long the neurochemicals take to leave your system. Upregulating, appreciation, expressing appreciation or other communications, thanks and praise that upregulate the brain, mm-hmm. put in neurochemicals to give you that more joyous feeling, the more happy feeling. Mm-hmm. You just have to know that those neurochemicals, their lifetime is maybe 6 hours. So if you've really had a pushing the button event and then you say some little nicety, mm-hmm. Just know that it's not going to counteract the pushing the buttons.
Kind of like squeezing the toothpaste out of a tube. You really can't put it back.
No, you can't. No, it's just, you know, and it's just something that has to metabolize. And that's either going to be because the person that's downregulated goes outside in the sunshine, takes a walk, gets some fresh air, has some physical movement, does something. Right? You have to move your body to get it, to let it process through.
Oh, that's a good point. Yeah.
If you just get down regulated and isolate yourself in the home and kind of like sit in the corner or something like that, right? It's going to take more time to metabolize because, well, just the lack of activity, right? It's right. Going to take more time.
Well, it's energy. I mean, words and inertion. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
You have to move it through the body.
And the other thing when you ask me how I'm going through this, right?
Mm-hmm.
The other thing I will say is I'm not making myself wrong for what I'm feeling, you know? When I'm feeling anxious or not so anxious, right? Whatever it may be, I'm I'm noticing that I'm not judging myself about it, right? And to move through it, I am talking with people in my life about what I'm experiencing and, you know, how we can come together and move forward, I guess. That's what I'd say. Mm-hmm. Because, you know, our thoughts have so much power, back to what you were saying with energy, right? Every word has a particular energy signature to it. And those words connected together in thoughts do have a direct effect on what we experience in our world. Mm-hmm. And so at this particular time, it's important to have that awareness of what you're thinking about.
Mm-hmm. Right, right.
Because there are things that in times like this, right, people want to feel that they can control something. People want to have an experience of being able to take action for something. Mm-hmm. Well, there's some things in our immediate control, in our self-quarantine, that we can act on. Good nutrition, playing fair with everybody in the house, not pushing each other's buttons. You know, today's a sunny day. We could go outside and take a walk. We can still be outside in the sunshine. There are actions we can take. And then, of course, there's a whole lot of conversation in the media that us individually, unless you're a healthcare professional, right, we can't impact. We can just do our part to keep ourselves healthy. That's what we're being asked to do at this time, right? Is keep our immune system healthy and keep ourselves healthy, keep our family healthy, and
right,
move forward. And then we'll all get through this together.
It feels like the most patriotic thing we can do right now is to stay inside and stay healthy.
Yeah. Yeah. Or go out or in the yard around your house, right? Go experience some sunshine. I've just been so missing the sunshine here in Kansas City, with us being socked in with all the cloud cover for about 10 days, right? After we get done recording this video, I'm going to go outside and just soak it up.
Just
soak it up. Let's feel that warmth again and have good thoughts that spring is coming, right?
Right. All right. Any other tips or tricks or information that you would like to share with people who might be listening?
Well, I would just say that both of us are available at the Radiate Wellness Community's website. If I can be of benefit to someone to be that listening ear or be that open space for you to communicate what's happening, I'm certainly available through our webpage and would love to engage like that, as with all the practitioners of the Radiate Wellness Community.
Wonderful. Yeah. So if anybody needs some coaching, needs an accountability partner, needs someone to be a partnership in believing, to be anybody needs a cheerleader, someone to hold space while we navigate our own junk, you can definitely talk to Steve. He's so easy to talk to and has been studying this coaching thing for quite a while. And you've got all kinds of certifications, don't you, Steve, in coaching?
I do. And you're right. There's been training and development in that being that open space. And, you know, sometimes the third party outside of the immediate environment can just create that opening so that you can explore and get yourself back on track.
Right. Help you see what you're not seeing.
Exactly.
So thanks for being with me today, Steve. This is a tough time. We can get through this together. We've been through tough times before, and we've been tested as a country. We can definitely do this. So if you've been watching, thank you for watching. Please go visit our Facebook page at Radiate Wellness LLC and our Radiate Community group at Radiate Wellness Community on Facebook. We also are going to be launching a premium Facebook group to deliver great content, deliver mini classes, meditations, and much, much more. So I hope you will join us when that is live. There goes my cat again. And please share, subscribe, and rate and review this podcast wherever you are listening. Thanks so much. Bye. Bye, Steve.
Bye now.
Radiate Wellness is a community of holistic and alternative healers and consultants based in the Kansas City area, dedicated to helping you create spiritual, energetic, and physical well-being. To learn more about our practitioners, services, classes, and events, or to schedule an appointment, visit us at radiatewellnesscommunity.com.
Hi, I'm Jane Asher, and I believe, and from what I've been shown, that when our loved ones die, they don't really leave. They just slip into the next room. On my podcast, I explore the bigger picture surrounding life on Earth and what follows when we do die. I speak with authors, friends, transition specialists, and other experts about every facet of death, dying, grief, hospice care, cultural traditions, and also our beliefs about that final journey and what we may end up facing. Please join me on The Next Room on the mindbodyspirit.fm podcast network or wherever you get your podcasts.